Hello and welcome to Dolph's Parlor, the podcast that gets you hard or wet or whatever anatomical reaction may ensue from you being deeply, tantalizingly, sensually aroused. I'm your host, Dolph Metzen. Red alert! You, the listener, have been abducted by aliens and trapped in an alien zoo with a very horny human prisoner. This is part one of Alien Zoo, and what will probably be a three-part series, at least. Many thanks to Reddit user Grinning Pup for so generously lending your voice to this project. Now, without further ado, grab the lube, a towel, and get stroking, because the show is about to begin. Hello, love. Welcome to your new home. Pardon my excitement, but you have no idea how anxiously I've awaited your arrival. By Jupiter, you are stunning! Yes, I know. You're naked, I'm naked. You'll get used to that. We don't have any use for clothes here. The weather is always warm and the sun always shining. The masters prefer us this way. They like to look upon our natural form. My name is Titus. Hey, where are you going? A curious one, this. Wait up. I'd be happy to show you around the habitat. There's no use banging on the glass. It's indestructible. No! Don't throw rocks. They don't tolerate aggressive behavior. Just calm down. Shh, calm yourself. It's okay. Everything's going to be fine. So tell me, how much do you remember? I didn't remember much either. I believe they give you a sedative for the journey that wipes your memory. All I can recall from my own abduction is that one night I stepped out from the Legionnaire's tent to have a piss, and then, cock in hand, I was going about my business when, bam! Bright, blinding white light. And then I woke up here. Yes, I said Legionnaire's tent. I was first spear in the 13th Roman Legion. Why do you ask? Are you Roman? American? What's that? No, I really don't know. English? I'm not speaking English. I'm speaking Latin. Well, I think your head must still be spinning from the journey. Oh, I nearly forgot. They put some kind of language scrambler in our brains. It allows us to understand any language. Can you fathom that? These beings have many incredible powers such as this. It's a fine thing, too, because without the language scrambler, we wouldn't be able to take suggestions from the announcer. God, so many questions. It's like this, handsome. We're not on Earth anymore. Don't panic. Still yourself and listen to me. As far as I can tell, this is an alien zoo of some kind, but we're the, attraction. Whoa, you look like you're going to pass out. Come, sit with me and relax. Drink some water. Tell me if that is not the finest water you ever tasted. Right? Wait till you try the food. Mwah! I know, it's a lot to take in. But the first thing that you should know is that this is a good place to be. I love it here, really. And you will too. Just think. With two humans in here, I bet we could become one of the top exhibits. Oh yeah, they let you know how your exhibit is ranking. It's a competition of sorts, with prizes. Not to boast, but I have ranked among the top 5 species to visit for the last 3 cycles running. The Masters gave me access to the latest zoo promotional hologram. Oh, you're going to love this. Just watch. It is I, Titus Juventus. I command you conjure image of facility promotion, slide 2. There I am. Quite lifelike, isn't it? Yes, strange beings from the farthest reaches of the heavens travel here to see me. It's quite humbling. Indeed. I've done so well that the warden offered me a grand reward of my choosing. I told them if they really want a good show, then they should retrieve a good-looking man for me on Earth. So, that's why you're here, darling. Huh? Why, yes. Ow! Ow! Stop hitting me! Forgive me. I was lonely. So lonely. You have no idea what a comfort it is merely being in the presence of a man. Studly, handsome man such as yourself. Everything else here is great, truly. But I can't tell you how much I've been missing companionship. As an added benefit, the zoo warden told me the customers would go absolutely ape to witness the human mating process. Pardon the pun. Yes, he actually said, go ape. I had to inform him that what we would be doing isn't mating, strictly speaking. If you follow my meaning. Oh, my sweet lad. Please don't look at me in such a manner. Yes, your eyes could pierce stone. No, no, it is I who should apologize. Your fury with me is justified, and it's your right to gaze upon me as you like. Whenever you like. We're mates now. My body is yours. Do you like what you see? Thank you. For a moment, I feared that they had brought me a straight man. That wouldn't do, now would it? Truth be told, I was in quite a slump for months. But ever since I heard of your impending arrival, I've spent night and day in ceaseless exercise. I hope my body is pleasing to you. I find you very attractive. It's been so long since I touched a man. Every fiber of my being is swarming with desire to trace my fingers along your body. And look at you. Doubtless, you are a man cut from iron, the image of Mars himself. The power in this body is obvious. And your ass? Just so succulent. Please, kiss me. Do not recoil from me as though I were a predator. No, I would never force myself on you. I worship you, love. Before you came, I had nothing. And now, merely to bask in your beauty, I count myself among the richest of men. I ask only to taste the sweetness of your lips. Won't you grant me that small pleasure? Ah, the buzzer. That means our guests will be here soon. They move along in group formations to each exhibit, and a new group arrives every couple of hours. If you're squeamish, I'd advise against looking upon them. They have many different forms, some of which can be quite alarming. What do you do? Well, anything, really. Just be human. That's what they're here to see. Sometimes the announcer will ask us to perform various activities to showcase human traits that are of interest to them. Sometimes they will provide puzzles to test our mental acuity. And then, of course, they go wild to see human arousal, in all its different expressions. No, I don't believe that they have perverted minds. They are curious, above all, and very, very generous with their praise. Without a mate here, I had only my own hand to demonstrate my sexual gratification. Yes, they quite liked it. And I must admit, I've become rather fond of being watched. Oh, how they clapped and cheered seeing me work myself to climax. I felt like a gladiator of the Colosseum, performing to the delight of the crowd. Yes, I am truly a Roman. Why do you appear so skeptical of this? 2,000 years? That can't be. I arrived here only 3 years past. So you are a physicist, you say? And that is some sort of natural philosopher, yes? I'm sure it's very interesting, this time dilation and space-time of which you speak, but our guests arrive presently.
In this enclosure, you will find two male representatives of the human species. Hailing from a distant and primitive world they call Earth, which translated means dirt, the humans are known for their extraordinary obsession with the male phallus. Rudimentary drawings of penises can be found virtually everywhere on Earth, etched onto the sides of railway cars, bridges, and even bathroom stalls. Even now, you can see the human male stand stroking his most treasured appendage, causing blood to flow therein, enlarging and hardening the member.
Don't judge me, love. Sex sells. This is what they're here to see. So what do you say, my dear? Shall we give them a show? Come now, don't be a prude. I may be a little out of practice, but I assure you, I am more than competent at lovemaking.
The engorgement of the male's penis conveys his willingness to engage in coitus with his partner. However, it appears that he has not yet performed the human mating rituals to the other male's satisfaction.
Oh, sweetie. Why are you walking away? There's no use hiding behind that rock. These habitats were designed so that every inch would be visible from the viewing deck above. I don't understand. Is everyone in your society so resistant to receiving sexual pleasure? Does my penis not excite you? My past lovers have always been well impressed with the length and girth of my spear. Look how it flexes for you.
He seems to be struggling to get the other male's attention. What do we say we give the poor human an advantage? Very well. We are now introducing into the enclosure a very popular earthling aphrodisiac known as Axe Body Spray. This scented mist should very quickly entice the newcomer to couple with the advancing male. Let us observe.
By Jupiter's cock, what is this foul odor? It constricts the throat and lungs. We are poisoned! Are you laughing at me? Ah, finally, your steely resolve is broken. Why, you are absolutely overcome with mirth now. What has changed? Just the absurdity of all this. Well, yes, I suppose our predicament is rather ridiculous. Oh, I know I said not to look, but my favorite alien species is up there. Do you see the one? The one with tentacles swarming in his pantaloons. And the face that looks like... Yes! You caught my intent before I even finished speaking. He quite literally has a cock sprouting from his forehead.
Please take no offense at these primates' rude remarks. Their simple minds cannot fathom the elegance of your forehead appendage, good Zaxxaxian. Humans, cease with your inappropriate and lewd comments. Stop laughing at once.
I can't stop. Oh, by Hades, his chin. He has balls for a chin. My eyes well with tears. I cannot breathe.
No, everyone, please. It is not yet time to move on to the next exhibit. I'm sure that the humans will begin making whoopee at any moment now. You won't want to miss this. Come back! You two will have no dessert for your supper this evening. Outrageous!
Ah, that was nice. Thank you for revealing this side of yourself to me. A few moments ago, I had no notion that you would be a man possessed of such a warm and joyful heart. Oh, yes. I am still erect. I am certain they put something in the food to make me more virile. But on this day, I have true cause for excitement. I doubt if my cock will ever go soft with you in that ravishing body commanding my attention. I don't suppose you'd like to help relieve me of this issue. What's the harm in it? You said yourself that our situation is absurd and pitiful. We might as well make the most of things, eh? Besides, we're all that each other has now. Come, lay with me on the grass. Is this world not as heavenly as Elysium? The sunlight is warm and gentle. And look to the west there, rolling verdant hills on the horizon, under a magenta sky. But even that magnificent tapestry cannot hold a candle to your beauty. I desire you. I crave your body. And I would make you my own. You are a god. And I will worship you like one. Your lips are like honey. May I touch you? May I kiss along your neck? Suckle at your chest. Your nipples are so tender, yet hard. I am pleased to see that you are aroused by my touch. Shall I continue along this path? Kissing down to your soft stomach, your inner thighs. They're so warm. I can feel the heat radiating the closer I approach to your... Oh, that lovely scent. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's been too fucking long. Ah. I need to taste you, love. Your ass is delicious. Mm.
I've only dreamt of a boycott this divine. I want you, baby. Oh, I want you so fucking bad. Command me. Show me how to please you. Oh. Yes, wrap your hands around my head. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, fuck yourself against my tongue. Force me to eat your ass. And rub that hot musk against my face. I want your scent so deep in me that I smell you for days.
It appears the male has successfully enticed the other to partake in the sexual pleasures of his mouth. Notice how the receiver grinds his ass and cock into the other's face. He is using his pheromones to overload his partner's senses, driving him into a feral state of lust. Let us observe quietly so as not to disturb them.
Oh, you sexy motherfucker. I think I could become addicted to your sweetness. I could never have my fill of this. I would eat your ass morning and night if you so desired it. Or perhaps you'd rather I shift my attention to your cock now. Yeah? Is that what you want? You're close to coming already, I see. My mouth can have that effect. Don't hold anything back, stud. Yeah. Fuck your load into my mouth. Come for me. I want to hear your gasps and feel your legs quiver until you're too weak to stand. Would my fingers help you to climax? Yes? Two fingers inside caressing you as I swallow your cock? Is that how you like it, love? Come for me, baby. Come for me. That's it. Oh, that's it. Yeah. That was a lot. You've been saving that load for a while, no doubt. I love hearing your moans. Do you know what you do to me? Fuck. I can't wait any longer. I need you. Oh. I want to be inside you. I want to be inside you, please. Let me hold you in my arms and press myself into you. Oh. Fuck. It's been too long since I held a beautiful boy beneath my body. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like a man again. That's my cock rubbing against your hole. Do you feel that? If you want it, put my cock inside for yourself. Yeah. Thank you. Oh, you're so open and ready for me. It's still so tight.
The dominant male has now plunged his sexual organ deep into the submissive's ass. He will continue to thrust his penis, drawing his penis in and out of his lover until he is overcome with pleasure and expels a hot, sticky load of genetic material.
Hopefully I can maintain my genetic material until you've climaxed a second time, eh? Do you think you could manage? Let's try. Ah, but I fear it will be a near thing. I've not had proper sex for years, and never with a man as gorgeous as you. Ah. 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 Yeah. Wrap your arms around me, baby. Squeeze me. Yeah. Oh. 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 Oh, fuck. Your moans. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh. Moan into my ear. It's so good. Oh, it's so fucking good, baby. I'm so fucking deep, baby. Oh, you're taking me so deep. Does that feel good for you? You like when I fuck you hard, don't you, baby? Take my cock. Such a good boy. Fuck, yes. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, your ass is so good, baby. Oh, it's so fucking good. Oh, fuck. Come on, get on your knees. Let me have you from behind. Oh, yeah. There you go. That's it. I'm so deep inside your tight fucking hole, love. Do you feel full? They're watching you get fucked. Does that turn you on to be watched? Look how they cheer, seeing your cock and balls bouncing each time I thrust into your hole. Harder? Yeah? Take me deeper, baby. Fuck. I could die in this ass. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah, baby. Oh, fuck. yes, love. Oh, yeah. Oh, stroke it. Yeah. Come for me, baby. Beat your meat. Fuck yeah. Oh. Oh. Yeah, fuck yourself. Oh. Oh, hell yes. Oh, yeah. I knew you could do it. Oh. 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 Oh, yeah. Oh.
Wow. I think the submissive has achieved a second orgasm. And by the looks of things, the dominant male is not far behind. Show them some love if you're enjoying this performance.
I can feel your ass getting tighter. Yeah. Yes. Fucking squeeze me, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, so close. I'm so close, babe. Fuck. Lean back against my chest. Yeah. Oh. I want to hold you as I come. Kiss me, please. Oh, fuck. Oh, kiss me. I am a happy man. Would you like to cuddle? Yeah? Come, lay on my chest, sweetheart. This is your life now. Relax, eat, fuck some more. So what do you think? Could you get used to this life with me? I'll be yours forever, darling. Your adoring mate. A body to warm you at night. A wet mouth to service you at your pleasure. It's true. Now, tell me more of this space and time dilation of which you spoke earlier.
Yes, very interesting.
A very good story. No, go on, I'm all ears. Did I doze off? Oh, sorry.
I get so sleepy after sex.
Can I have a kiss, love? I'm happy to wake and find that this was no dream. Well, that was the buzzer. You, think you're ready to go again? Thanks for listening, everyone. If this show got you hard, then why not come stop by my Patreon? I've got loads of member-exclusive content there for you to enjoy.
Your support makes it possible for me to keep doing what I love. You know, making sexy audios for you to come to. Okay, guys, check out the show notes for those links, and don't forget to tune in next time.